Welcome, my sweet friends. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network. And I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. We have just moved through the 1010 Stargate Portal of Transformation. And I'd like to start by taking you through an introduction to this invocation and then into the experience of connecting with the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light before introducing you to my guest today, Patricia Khoury. On this most auspicious occasion of light, a stargate of light opened through the dimensions of light. Through this quadrant of the galaxy, through the solar system and unto Earth, basking all life in the divine illumination of the tenth ray of divinity, the perfect balance of power, love, and wisdom, also known as the threefold flame of divinity. Through this divine dispensation and sacred, pearlescent threefold flame, all life has the opportunity of transformation through balance and equilibrium. As this tenth ray of divinity unlocks the Akashic records and allows the knowledge of humanity's highest potential through the hall of records to be revealed. In this divine activity of light, 12 etheric crystal skulls and a 13th holographic crystal skull holding all these frequencies of light were activated within and around this earth plane, allowing access to the Akashic records, and with this, the highest potential of all light workers on this earth plane, taking you into the memories of self-mastery, primarily from Lemuria, Atlantis, and ancient Egypt. And in this now, bringing through these ascended master gifts, through the imprinting at a deeper level of the I Am Presence and these etheric crystal skulls of light. Now just get yourself into this comfortable and relaxed space, focusing on these energies of transformation through the Stargate portal of light, as we make a connection now to the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. As I align with my I Am Presence and the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, opening and activating this portal of light, connecting into the sixth dimensional level. Welcome, sweet ones. As you have recently moved through this 1010 Stargate portal of transformation, there's a focus at this time and the integration of these energies, primarily through power, love, and wisdom. The power base within the body is felt just below the heart chakra, in what is known as the diaphragm center. There is a thin membrane separating the chakra from the heart chakra. And as you align with your I Am Presence, with the highest light of who you are, so you experience a deeper level of unconditional love, empowerment, and the merging with the mind of God. In essence, as the heart chakra expands through this frequency of love of the I Am Presence, so this gateway to empowerment is activated. And further to this, So the pituitary, the pineal, and hypothalamus glands are activated, bringing through recalibration and expansion of the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And with this initially, many of the ascension symptoms. Now, for those of you familiar to our energy, you know we have a love for sacred geometry and have been called to the keepers of sacred geometry. We let you know that in the experience and integration of these higher dimensional light frequencies, many of the shapes and patterns created through these new blueprints of light are transmitted through Taussian waves. Taussian waves, sweet ones, are energy waves composed of nested 5 spirals of light, of electromagnetic radiation, traveling faster than the speed of common light. Or rather, we could say, traveling vibrationally in the amplitude of light. In the human body, as you create and build the I Am Avatar blueprint, this is experienced through the third eye, primarily in key codes of divine light, or scrolls of light, so to speak. The Taussian waves bring through the proper geometries of light, as well as connect into the DNA, awakening you to another level of your multidimensionality. And further to this, this is then anchored and activated through the energy of Mother Earth. Now the Siren Archangelic League of the Sea also hold these imprintings of light, transmuted through the Taussian waves, and these energy waves are further experienced through many of the crop circles and sacred sites, brought in primarily through an implosion of these perfectly nested 5 spirals of light. What is also built around the body, sweet ones, is specific geometries of light, primarily based on the Platonic solids, and through specific geometries of light, you have the ability to experience the activated light body, the activated Merkaba. Now, we have been involved in the forward evolution of humanity for eons of time, and we are able to assist you in building these geometries of light. The most important shape we would like to focus on in this now is that of the star tetrahedron. For this is the ascension vehicle that you use to travel beyond the speed of common light, should you be able to shift through the ring passive nuts surrounding each dimension. And it must be known, sweet ones, that many of you have previously experienced hyperspace travel in your own activated light bodies, Merkabas, in Atlantis and ancient Egypt. Now, to activate the light body, or Merkaba, to the speed of common light and beyond, you need to work with the sacred geometry of the star tetrahedron, or rather 3 superimposing star tetrahedrons, as they are connected to your etheric, emotional, and mental bodies, and your original divine ASAP blueprint within the perineum center. By working with the star tetrahedron, you further actualize your highest potential through your hologram, energy field, and body, as well as aligning with your original divine Asa blueprint, the egg of life. So get yourself comfortably relaxed as we now take you on this wonderful journey of reconnecting into all levels of your beingness through the essence of sacred geometry. Our dolphin friends, part of the Syrian Archangelic League of the Sea, now invite you to join them in a dolphin temple of love. You are now taken energetically into this dolphin temple of love. As you enter into this dolphin temple of love, you find yourself surrounded by pods of etheric dolphins within a beautiful pyramid-shaped etheric structure. As these sonic vibrations come in now, through the dolphin key codes of light, you experience a deeper merger with your I Am presence. Wonderful. And now just re-experience the threefold flame coming in within the heart center. And now the torsion wave has been activated through the third eye. Good. To assist in this activation, we now speak in tongues. Amrach imahashata, evach imahasa, ebrach elahanasha, evach imahasa. And now ground this energy into Mother Earth, and into our heart center. Good. And now it is time to build the geometries of light within and around your body, and more specifically the star tetrahedron, as it is connected to the Trinity of the Holy Mother, the Holy Father, and the Holy Child. It is the star tetrahedral shape that you will activate as its ambassador of light to experience your light body, Merkaba, as you did in ancient Egypt and the golden age of Atlantis. You now initially visualize the etheric body star tetrahedron. And following this, you will then visualize the emotional and mental body star tetrahedrons as they are superimposed over this in the exact same proportions. As you visualize now, you see a tetrahedron, four-sided triangular plane. You now see a second tetrahedron, another four-sided triangular plane. You see yourself joining these two tetrahedrons together over your body, so they form a star tetrahedral shape. To join these two tetrahedrons together and to form the star tetrahedral shape, you interlock the two triangular bases together in a three-dimensional six-sided star and visualize yourself in the middle of these two interlocking tetrahedrons. This tetrahedron comes in within a silver-gold bubble of light, which reaches from 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters above your crown chakra, coming down the front of the body, the back, the left and the right, and tucking beneath your feet to the same equidistance of 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters. And now you just visualize the emotional body star tetrahedron superimposed over this. And now a mental body star tetrahedron. Just feel these star tetrahedrons now as they are superimposed over one another, all filled with the essence of divine love. For women, you want to visualize the ridge of the top tetrahedron, the male aspect tetrahedron, centered along the back of the body, and the ridge of the bottom tetrahedron, the female aspect, centered along the front of the body. And for men, you want to visualize the ridge of this top tetrahedron, centered along the front of the body, and the ridge of the bottom tetrahedron, centered along the back of the body. You now feel your head and brain filling with light, filling with wonderful torsion waves of light in the form of the star tetrahedron, spiraling energy patterns and geometries of light, moving through the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus glands, moving through the third eye now into the crown chakra, and now through each chakra in the body. You are being encoded with pictographic communication in the language of light, which will take you into the reality of interdimensional travel and link you up on a higher light level to explore your own true nature as this master being and Christ consciousness being of light. Wonderful sweet ones, know that when the time is right, you will activate the shape at specific speeds of light in Fibonacci ratios within a diamond sphere 54 feet in diameter around you. Call upon us to assist you with the light body Merkaba activation when you feel you are ready for this. You are these wonderful sacred keepers of light. We honor you for your service work. We honor you for the transformation that you bring around through being these physical vessels of light and stepping into the new I Am Avatar blueprint of light. Ground yourself into the energies of Mother Earth now. Feel her sacred heart. Feel her love. And feel the sense of oneness with all life. As you connect into the geometries of light, into the crystal grids of light, into the etheric crystal skull of light within this earth plane, And with this, we bid you a most wonderful day. Good. So just come back into your sacred space now, grounding and feeling yourself coming into this beautiful, wonderful, energetic vibration of light. Wonderful. So I look forward now to welcoming my guest, Patricia Khoury, author, teacher, lecturer, and spiritual guide to sacred sites and ancient worlds, who joins us now from Italy. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that beautiful meditation.
You're most welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We've had many emails saying how wonderful it is that you're going to be on our show with us today. And I know you've got so many wonderful messages to share with us. You've traveled to so many places, primarily through the sacred sites and the tours that you do in Asia and Egypt and Europe and Peru, and of course all the beautiful crop circles in England. So we look forward to hearing a little bit about some of your adventures, given our very limited space. And I know you also have some wonderful new books coming out at the moment, Patricia. I think the latest one that you've got is The Messages from the Great Whales and Dolphin Beings.
Yes, well, it's not out yet. It's due out in April. My most recent book is, at the publishers, getting ready, and I'm very eager for it to come out, and many people are waiting for this book, so I've tried to push up the exit date, but unfortunately, everything has its time to manifest.
always. Well, now is the perfect time, isn't it, just?
Well, it's very particular that the whales and dolphins are calling out desperately in some cases, and there is a huge awakening, thank God, amongst us that we really are tuning in now. And the whales and dolphins are key players at this time on planet Earth, and not only.
Do you have some messages that you may like to share with us, some from the dolphins and whales, or possibly something from the Syrian High Council? I understand, of course, you have your a connection too to the Syrian High Council, and you know what was very interesting from reading and, of course, from hearing about your work for a long time was, you know, the remembrance of your own. I think it was where Pharaohs dwell. You went on this incredible journey into through these parallel lifetimes into the recognition of your own initiations that you had experienced. I think primarily in ancient Egypt.
Well, okay, so let's backtrack. This book, Where Pharaohs Dwell, came out. When was it? I think November last year. And it was the first time that I've done a book that isn't a channeled book. This was my first endeavor into sharing with people some of the more very personal and intensely evolutionary personal experiences that I've had in Egypt. So yes, it was a journey through the veils, through the mysteries of Egypt, personally, first through a hypnotic regression where I came in touch with some pretty shocking information and of having been buried alive in a tomb there. And it was so strong that I almost died in the regression process because the hypnotist couldn't get me back out of this despair. But a glorious adventure into rediscovering what that lifetime was about. But the thing that's exciting about it is that in the regression, I was given valid information, names that later were identifiable. So that is what sent me on my quest.
Yeah.
But I do think many of us are remembering. Certainly a lot of old Atlanteans are on this planet right now.
And Egyptians, I think many of us that are coming together, of course, in the New Age, have been initiates in ancient Egypt and Atlantis. In fact, I remember when I was writing also many years ago, some years ago, at least a decade back, the Melchizedek Ambassadors Training Program, which is a series of initiations, going through a series of 21 initiations as well as the high priesthood training. I was really going through that parallel reality and experiences into ancient Egypt primarily, and then, of course, through that also into merging or converging timelines into Atlantis too. So it really is that overlapping of, flattening, converging of timelines and taking us into a deeper level of those multidimensional memories. But what I find very interesting in, for example, in sharing that type of information is that you trigger those cellular memories for others. So it's the essence of your journey that actually creates those key codes of activation and remembrance for others that have been on similar journeys.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that very appropriately you make the liaison between Atlantis and Egypt, because these civilizations did overlap. And I, although there are different schools of thought, I am quite personally convinced experientially that Atlantis really did kick off the earlier civilizations of Egypt. And my dear friend, I'm sure you've heard of Hakim, whose name keeps coming up lately, the great Kemetian teacher in Egypt, who was my friend. We had many a conversation about Atlantis versus the Kemet, and he used to say, Patricia, why does it have to be that Atlantis, another civilization, is what triggered Egypt? And I say, Hakim, why not? Why can't we use the influence of such an incredible 100,000 years, is what the Syrian High Council tell me, was the duration, or the lifespan of Atlantis. Many thousands of civilizations later, why is it hard to embrace the idea that the high civilization of Atlantis could have affected such an enormous an emergence of such a civilization so quickly, as was the great beginnings of the Egyptian civilization? So I think there's a direct link, and I do feel that in my personal experience and my encounters with people, that I kind of feel like if you've been an Atlantean, you're most likely going to have an Egyptian sand, and recognize that thread is very much part of what you're doing on the planet right now.
And I think, of course, you know, if you've been Atlantean and you've been Egyptian, you've very often been Peruvian. In a lot of these places that are actually just holding these key codes of life for the planet, and they're primarily all their sacred sites. Aren't they? So, you know, many of those initiations were experienced, you know, through the Mayan cultures or the Aztec, you know, the Babylonian, and of course, you know, the Egyptian and so on. So I think we're finding many of us in location-wise too, finding our way to countries that we're needing to hold as those energetic frequencies for, as these physical vessels of light, and also other in terms of those sacred sites and vortices, either assist in lifting the consciousness in particular places or holding that energy of light as it's coming down and being amplified now through various sacred sites that I think are much larger level than what we've previously seen.
Absolutely. And it's important to focus on the reality that it isn't necessarily that it's the civilizations that have called us to these places, but it is the energies of the Earth Mother that have been the catalyst for civilizations to develop in these spots.
That's right. That, well, it is that. More than anything else.
Because we want to receive and bring our love into these sites. This is so important, and this is what I teach when I bring people there. We are not only there to get, we are there to bring these huge waves of love and consciousness to keep these vortices electrified with light.
At particular frequencies, yeah, absolutely.
So that
absolutely.
We think of it as we need to go there to receive the light, to receive the vibrate, et cetera, et cetera, when in truth we are light warriors, we are light messengers, and we are speaking to Gaia and we are here for you. We have come to your sacred vortices to rekindle, to fortify, and to accelerate these patterns of light.
And now you've done a lot of traveling, I understand, Patricia, to all these sacred sites. Were there any that stood out for you in particular? I think obviously that's probably quite a difficult question because each one is quite unique in terms of the energy that they carry and the vibration. Could you take us on a little bit of a journey through? I know that you do, is it Soul Quest journeys that you call it, that you take people yearly?
Yes, and I'm kind of accelerating now because as we get closer to 2012, I feel that it's most urgent for people to experience these moments, these locations, these energies, and these very important moments in their walk through this lifetime. So that by the time we get to this date, I can't wait till we walk through that one, past the date, so we can move on with what we're doing. But in the meantime, I am accelerating my journey, so I've got quite a lot going on this year. And a favorite is going to be a toughie. I can say that every place I visit holds another
adventure and perfect vortices with the perfect people. That's what I tend to find.
It's what's happening within the body as well, because when you're in these sacred halls and standing on these mounds and energy centers, you go through constant acceleration and activation. So people that I'm bringing there are experiencing untold, real life-changing
transformation. That's right.
Of all the favorites, I guess Egypt is always. It's kind of like
home from home.
Places as far as what you get there when you go on a sacred journey to Egypt, someone who knows how to turn those gates, the keys to the gates, which is my life work as a shaman, and are able to walk through those veils. It is very, very intense, very powerful, quite amazing. People are faced sometimes with their demons because this is like, I call it the big daddy of sacred sites. And so the energies are intense. The Egyptians didn't only work with light. They did a lot of magic, too. And all of that information is encoded in those temples. So some people are sometimes so overwhelmed with what they're feeling because they realize that they weren't necessarily doing light work back in Egypt. And my answer to that is, great, discover yourself. It doesn't matter if you weren't doing light work all in every lifetime. What matters is you're doing it now.
Exactly. But also the other interesting thing I find is a lot of sacred sites, because they transmit, they've got particular frequencies. For example, you know, if you even relate to chakras, you know, Manchester being, you know, the crown chakra, or Glastonbury Tor being the heart chakra, they emit those particular frequencies. And what they do is they also attract people that are needing that love, not that just have that love or can hold that frequency. So you'll get a lot of mixed people then moving into that area. And, of course, also on the etheric level, you know, you would have both light and dark energies in terms of, you know, what needs to be cleared, or what needs to be cleared in that area, or through the people there too. So it is quite interesting in terms of how you can work with different vortices and sacred sites. Now, Patricia, would you have any suggestions in terms of ceremonies that our listeners could consider, something simple that they may be able to do for themselves if they wanted to do some sort of ceremony work in terms of sacred sites?
Are you suggesting that if they can't actually be in a site, how would they be guided to work with the energies of the site, or Were they
well, possibly both? Something, yeah, possibly something general that, because I know a lot of people, I would suggest, you know, from my perspective, I always say crystals are wonderful. You know, bring crystals and offer them as gifts and, you know, just do something small, or if it's a small group, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. You know, you're holding a level of light or invocation or sacred ceremony that you're going to invoke. And I think it's about that essence of not just, as you're saying, well, as we're both saying, of just receiving, but also in giving.
Well, yes, crystals, the earth is a crystal. We are a crystal. I mean, when you consider that our body is filled with minerals and salts and water, and we know that all of this is of a crystalline nature. So when we discuss the body's memory and the cellular memory, we remember that we have the crystalline structure within us, just as the oceans do, which I'd like to get to in a moment, with regard to the whales and dolphins. Mm-hmm. And the entire planet, the mineral kingdom of this planet holds all the information. The first thing that I think is very important when anyone visits a sacred site is to go in great humility. And as a teacher, I take groups, 50, 60 people, and inevitably we go there with equipment, mental equipment of expectation of encountering of past life or receiving the wisdom and the light and everything that we're there to seek. So I like to turn that around and remind people that when you go to a sacred site, you are going to serve Gaia. That's the first objective. Mm-hmm. And by doing that and bringing with you the humility of being in service, truly in service to Gaia, that is when you get the gift. So
exactly.
From the preconditioned, I'm going to go there and I'm going to ask to go through the veil and all of the wonderful things that we know how to do to start her, is prepare yourself to be a child, to be completely innocent. No matter what your training is, no matter where your star system is, and you know, to go to each experience like a child and to laugh and be innocent and celebrate that you've gotten yourself there. And the second step is to ask, what can I bring to you and what can I take back to the others? Mm-hmm. And in the silence of the soul, in that moment of reverence, I like to avoid ceremony in that first encounter. Let me say that people have expectation when they come with me that I'm going to go right into channeling and into a lot of Syrian posturing in a sense, and I don't do that. I tell them, I want you to walk in. In fact, on the Egyptian trip, which I've got one coming up, I bring people into the temple grounds as often as possible in nighttime before the temples open. I go crazy to get permissions to get people in and tell them, this is a miracle that you are going to be in the cool of the night, in the silence of this 10,000-year-old temple. So we go in with humility. I give you no information. Ask the energies of the place to talk to you. Feel them, because you are so facilitated psychically in the midst of such enormous energies. And that is the first step. And the second is to ask permission to open the gate.
Always. Now,
work as a shaman is asking permission. There are always birds. Birds are the messengers at every site. And so I find it endearing that with a group of people, very few people notice that there's this raven at the top of a pillar at the entrance to Karnak Temple. And we walk in and I stop and people wonder why I'm stopping and I don't make a show of it. I ask the bird, may we have permission to enter this sacred space? And until that bird gives me permission, we don't go in. Yes. And you're asking me to give something to you that people can take away. I would like them to know that there are, in my humble experience, there are always three birds. They position themselves at different points. They're the guardians, and you've got to get through the three of them before you can open the gate. This is my experience in Egypt. It's my experience in England, sacred sites there, and also in Peru. I had the honor of being allowed into a sacred space by a great condor.
Okay.
So that would be something that I would love people to take away, because when they get this, they get so excited when they see the birds move out of the way and allow entry, and that is when magic happens.
Wonderful. Well, I'll certainly be looking around for birds. that's quite lovely. Well, actually, while you were saying that, I was actually even thinking of, you know, even the halls of Amenti and so many of these mystery school teachings. We always talk about the three, whether it's the three gatekeepers. They tend to come in that essence of three again, and there's always either sacred words or, you know, as you're saying, going into the veils, as you so aptly call it. You know, allowing yourself entry into that level and those experiences, and it is mostly moving beyond the three gatekeepers. So whatever form that they take, it's quite lovely to know that obviously it is important for us to be to be given access into that dimensional frequency.
And three, now, as you aptly say, three is the vibration. It is such a Sirian vibration. It is the sacred trinity, of course, and the first time that you have a configuration in geometry is three. So it's understandable that it has such sacred power, and I experience it everywhere I go. Every sacred journey, three manifests in every way, within the architectural structure, within the animal vibrations, et cetera, et cetera.
And of course, right now we're even just talking about the threefold flame that we've experienced through this 10-10 portal of power, love, and wisdom. So really wonderful sharings. Thank you for that, Patricia. That was very useful information, and certainly for me too. Now, I'm wondering, do you have some messages that you can share with us, possibly from the whales, the dolphins, maybe the Sirian High Council?
Yes. I have... messages that are coming through. Well, since I've been doing this new book, I have been working with a committee of ascended cetacean elders who join the Sirian High Council as guardians of specific waves of celestial vibrations that are flowing into and through the material universe, through the entire galactic family of cetaceans, and are then interpreted and sent out again as music through the oceans, across the energy highways of the planet, and then through the very core of the great goddess, Gaia. Mm-hmm. Now, the cetacean elders have been serving as what they call a relay station, because the great whales and dolphins of the Earth had a message for humankind, and they started contacting me 2 years ago before they decided to kill themselves in suicide over and over again. I would hear them crying, calling me, please help us. That's how the name of the book is, Before We Leave You. And I would get these messages, please help us before we leave you. And then the next day I would find out that they had committed, again, suicide. So they have very specific messages to the human race right now. And we are hearing it, because regardless of my book or my teachings or anyone else who is serving as a channel for the whales, more and more people are waking up to the plight of the whales and dolphins. They are starting to make conscious contact with the entire human race. And we are bleeding for them. We are serving them. We are saving them. We have an enormous spike in our concern and love for the great whales and dolphins. I'm sure you'll agree.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, they also hold such incredible encodings as caretakers to the sea. And I think as well, into that energy of Gaia, I know through this 10-10 portal as well, what I'm understanding from some of the channels, they were actually talking about the activating of the crystal beds within the seas through the energy of the dolphins and whales, and holding that energetic vibration.
That's right.
For the oceans of the world, and of course in bringing through that frequency of love, unconditional, for all of us to come into that sense of unity consciousness at a deeper level.
Yes, and one of the very important aspects of the messages that I'm receiving, which I think you'll find very exciting, is that they are talking about the fact that they are,
Patricia?
Yes, it sounds like you fell off your chair.
Oh, no. Okay.
What they're telling us is that as we get ready for ascension, and in my teachings and from the Syrian High Council, I am taught that the entire solar system is going through. Have you read these books, my books?
No, I have to confess, I haven't read much in the last 15 years. I just really don't get the time.
The core essence of some of the Syrian revelations is that this is not an individual experience. This is not a planetary experience. The entire solar system is ascending. The sun has reached the point of spiritual acceleration where it no longer needs to hold resonance in 3D. And so our sun is accelerating into a higher dimension by traveling through his own astral cords. And the entire solar system is going through that journey faster than the speed of light, which is why I so enjoyed your messages about being able to travel in the Merkaba faster than light.
Yes, and I completely agree with that, that the entire solar system is ascending. You know, everyone is, every level is going up dimensionally from one dimension to the next.
Right. Well, the messages that are brought forward in this new book speak of the galactic cetaceans and how they are weaving the sounds not only on Earth, not only in our ocean, but the entire solar system. The planetary beings on this solar system are all inhabited by cetaceans. And that it's a great myth that they're, of course, we're so bored with the discussion of only Earth having life. But that the planetary beings on this planet and the moons, there are many moons that have water, are inhabited by cetaceans in different forms. And that they are galactic beings, they're not Earth beings. And that their job, let's say their higher purpose, is to weave the vibrations of the planetary beings into a perfect harmonics, so that the passage of these planets through the solar astral cords is smooth and harmonically balanced, and that is essential. The music that is going to be played when we go through is the essential aspect of how we move through this.
That sounds wonderful. That's such a nice description to think of this whole orchestra of vibration that we're going to experience from a sonic perspective as we move into the galactic center and certainly into this golden age. Such a nice visual that I get with that. almost like the entire company of heaven, just out there.
And it's all music. So they refer to this process as the Great Symphony. And all beings, we all have our note. Every planet has its music. All of it is music.
Every individual has its note too.
That's right.
Soul note. Yeah. That's right. How wonderful. Well, everything is vibration, and of course vibration emits sound, doesn't it? So on some level. Yeah, how wonderful. Well, Patricia, would you like to take a couple of calls, perhaps, if we may have some callers? I think that might be quite nice to, to see if we may have anyone that I'm sure we'll probably have a lot of people that would like to speak to you. So you're welcome to call in if you have any calls. And if you're local to the States, you can give us a call then on, I'm actually not even sure what the number is to call in. I think it's the 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Otherwise, you can call us on 1-530-413-4522. That's 1-530-413-4522. So we look forward to hearing from you. Good. Great. Patricia, so where are you heading to shortly? You said you've got another trip lined up for Egypt happening soon.
Yes, I would like to tell people about that. The way that I work is that I first do a preliminary mailing to people who have expressed interest, and then I open it up, and I have just put this on my site at www.syrianrevelations.net. I have a page called Sacred Journeys, so people can go there and look at this. But this is the February 7th to 20th. It's a sacred journey through private access to Sekhmet, which is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Private access in the Great Pyramid and private access in the arms of the Sphinx. And this particular journey, for the first time, I'm taking people to Tel Amarna, which is where Akhenaten, who we believe was an extraterrestrial, created his utopic vision of a land outside of Thebes where the priests were controlled. Priests in every civilization have a lot of power. You have a caller, I think, coming in.
Yes, that's lovely. We've got Kai from California on line two. Kai, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Well, I was just calling in to, I was listening to the show earlier, and such great synchronicities had happened today based on your number of three that you were discussing. And I just wanted to share briefly with you relating to Patricia's three birds. Like just last night, I had a dream about, and I'm not too evolved of a person, but I'm just kind of one of these people that are waking up, just an average Joe. But I had a dream of this. I was on top of a tower, and this raven landed, and I noticed its feet because they looked like raven's feet. And then slowly the raven manifested into the condor. And then after the condor, it went into an eagle.
Wow. And
the eagle turned into this woman, this wise, like, eagle woman, because I looked at her eyes, and her eyes were, like, half animal and half human. And she says, I need for you to breathe through your pranic tube, and then I'll be happy. So I thought I'd share that with you. That was kind of cool how everything just synced up, and I was like, wow.
Well, I'd like if I may, I'd like to comment, Kai. First of all, I don't know what an average joke is, but I think that your awareness is amazing, and the fact that you were able to identify that synchronicity speaks miles of your journey, and celebrate the work that you're doing and the discoveries that you're making, and know that those birds came to you for a reason. And boy, it is synchronistic with what we've spoken about today. Mm-hmm. So hold that near to your heart. It seems as though you were giving a message that somehow whatever you retrieve from the show today is very important to you. And I thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. Delighted to talk to you.
Thank you, Kai. Thank you for your sharing.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. I appreciate listening to you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Kai.
You too. Lots of love. Thank you. Thank you, Kai. And I think that's also just lovely to know that we actually literally been hit on the head, aren't we, Patricia? You know, by whether it's books or teachers or visuals, imagery, you know, animal guides, just guiding us. I don't think, you know, as you're saying, any one of us are ordinary Joes, so to speak. We just really lifted into those levels of cosmic consciousness awareness, and sometimes surprising ourselves with the amount of wisdom that we have ourselves. We're coming close to ending our show, and I'd like to just give Patricia just a moment to explain a little bit more about this wonderful trip. It sounds so wonderful. It's like I'm already there with you, you know. From what I understand, Akhenaten, you know, came through the Syrian, you know, High Council as well. He was part of that energetic frequency and downloaded to assist in bringing together, you know, Upper and Lower Egypt. But it would be lovely to go into a little bit, perhaps another time we can do a show together about the levels of initiations and understandings and a little bit more about ancient Egypt and Atlantis. I'm sure many of our listeners would be very delighted to hear what you may have to say about that, Patricia.
I don't have to say about Atlantis because I have very vivid recall of three lifetimes there, so I would be delighted to come back and share that with you another time.
How wonderful, wonderful. So your trip now for Egypt is February next year, and people can go onto your website, and you gave that address, that web address.
Let me give it again. It's SyrianRevelations.net, although if people can't remember that, they just need to look up Patricia Corey, Google me, and they'll find my site. And the dates are February 7th to the 20th, and it's starting to fill. It's not full yet, but people are signing up. So if they're interested, they really should take a look at that. And what I have to say is it's going to be a remarkable journey going to walk in the land of Akhenaten, who I believe, many people believe, was also reincarnated as Jesus Christ. Definitely a very, very important being in our history and earth history, and I think Syrian as well. So you can read about it on my site. There are other trips coming up to the crop circles in July, and I'm bringing people to swim with the whales and dolphins in June and May, because I've been doing that, and it has been. When you ask me what my favorite thing is, I have to say...
Swimming with dolphins. Yeah, I've done it too. The swimming with the dolphins and whales.
I haven't swum the whales yet, but that's next.
Okay.
But the first jump into a pod of dolphins is life, completely life-altering.
I know, it's wonderful, incredible. I've also taken people on trips to swim with the dolphins. Well, thank you so much, Patricia. It's just been wonderful to have you as a guest on our show today. And I'd like to now end with a small invocation for our readers. If you would like to go and look at the invocation for the 1010 Stargate Portal of Transformation, you will find it on our YouTube channel and Rita Melchizedek. And for further details of upcoming shows, starting next week with Solara Unra and myself on alternate weeks, please view our website at www.pleiadianlight.net. And I'd like to end with a few lines of this invocation. I recognize myself as this keeper of light as I take on this mantle of leadership. Through the energy of my divine selves and my I am presence, through the energy of the 10th ray, through this portal of transformation, I step into a deeper level of my I am presence. I am love, I am power, I am wisdom, I am the light of Mother, Father, God. I am all that I am. With love and blessings, and from my heart and to yours, and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. Thank you for joining our show. Blessed be.